Hey everyone, Danny here. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is episode number 291. Thank you for taking the time to join me on this next episode. In this episode, I want to just share kind of a quick thought as I had read through a portion, just like probably many of you have come across it several times, and it particularly stuck out at me and gave me cause to just stop and ponder on it. So we're just going to read the portion, unpack a few thoughts, and hopefully it will resonate with you as it had me. It's John chapter 7. We'll read verses 1 through 5. It says, "After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea because the Jewish leaders there were looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, 'Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that your disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world.' For even his own brothers did not believe in him." This is significantly important to me. It's a pretty sobering thing to just pause and think on this reality that even Jesus' own brothers, that may not mean all of them, it could mean some of them, brothers, so more than one, we at least know, did not believe in him. Now, we know that the byproduct of believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, they did not believe in him. So this would indicate that at this particular time, in what John reveals to us, they did not believe in him. They did not have a saving faith in him. Now, this is sobering because it is indeed a very sad and sober thing that brothers of Jesus at this point in time would not have a saving faith. Now, it is kind of a tricky thing, complicated thing, perhaps, this area of time between in the ministry of Jesus, you know, before he goes to the cross, and what that means for salvation, you know, those who would have a saving faith or not, you know, heaven, hell, these types of questions. It can be a challenge. You know, you still in this time period have, sacrifice and temple. And so this is a everything pointing to the cross, even, you know, the sacrifice of bulls and sheep and, you know, all that would go along with the temple period. God is instituting those things, but it's always a picture of who the ultimate high priest, Jesus, and the ultimate sacrifice of his own blood, covering and cleansing for the sins of humanity. And all who would believe in his name, that would believe in what he did and that what they could receive on behalf of him, would have access to this salvation. But in this period, it is a challenge because, you know, what does that look like? It's kind of this in-between period. But nevertheless, not to get too far off in the weeds, this is really what I want to draw the attention to, is his own brothers did not believe in him. I know many of you listening and have family members who have not put their faith in Christ, and so they remain lost in the world in which they live. And it is a very disheartening thing to consider, to realize, and we ought not to ever stop praying for those individuals and following the leading of the Holy Spirit as it relates to their salvation. But I do encourage you to take heart, because whoever is experiencing these types of family disconnects, you are not alone. Even Jesus himself experienced this exact same thing. They did not believe in him. What a tragedy! In the event, we don't know, but what a tragedy it would be if brothers of Jesus, some, one, all, however, whatever it looked like, for them to never put their faith in him for salvation, and they remained in their state of lostness, eternally separated from God. What a tragedy. That's something that I hope to, just impart, to take pause and to meditate on the possibility of that. As I begin to chew on this, I also kind of felt this impression that I could very much see the devil using this against Jesus in his own mental life, that naggy, persistent voice of, you can't even save your own family. How could you possibly save the world?
I want to tell everyone about a company called Mr. Pen. The company was started by Christian teachers in Louisiana. They have 100,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. They're the perfect gift for Christian girls and guys. Bible journaling kits, beautiful journaling Bibles, no-bleed Bible pens and highlighters that work on thin Bible pages. Now let me tell you why I love them. These no-bleed Bible pens and highlighters, they actually work. They offer custom products for churches, schools, and conferences. And best of all, you get your money back if you don't like any of the products. Shop the best Bible journaling supplies on the market and fantastic gifts for the ladies in your life at MrPen.com. That's MRPEN.com. And guess what? Our audience gets a special discount. Use code THEBIBLESTUDY10 at checkout to get 10% off your entire order.
What a tactic that the enemy would try to use to dissuade, discourage, manipulate in his attempts to redirect Jesus and his path and his ministry and his ultimate goal. So it's a very sobering thing to think that that there is a possibility that direct family members of Jesus may not have experienced salvation. We don't know. This is just to speculate, but we do know at least in one point in time, as John made it abundantly clear, for even his own brothers did not believe in him. It's also a sad thing to consider how little they even knew of his objectives or of his goals. You imagine your family, those who would know you best or closest to you, they would know the pursuit of your heart or the passions, the goals or objectives that you have in your life. But here we see, based on what John tells us, that his brothers said, no one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. I mean, the last thing on Jesus' mind was a desire to become a public figure. We find him many times in many places, you know, peeling himself away from the public to go be in secret with the Father in prayer and teaching his disciples. He was not interested in becoming a public figure. And how is it that those closest to him would not be able to see that? You know, what a disheartening thing that would have been for him to hear. How easy it would be for Jesus to just become disheartened. You know, if he was, you know, exactly like any one of us, how easy that would be for him to just throw up his hands and say, you know, this is ridiculous. And thank God he didn't. Thank God he didn't. But how is it that those closest to him would not know such things? And I guess it really echoes the fact that just because you're in proximity to someone, you're near to someone, in this case, you know, blood relation, even spending a, you know, exorbitant amount of time around someone, just because of your nearness to someone doesn't mean that you know them. And they couldn't have been more wrong about him, about Jesus. And so what could that possibly reveal to us in terms of even our relationship with God? You know, if a human-to-human relationship can be just so far off, like you have no idea about the person, even though you could spend, you know, every day of your childhood and into teenage years, adult life, just because you're around them doesn't mean you know them. What does that say about our spiritual life? You know, being around the Lord, does that mean that we know him? You know, we may go to church. We may do a lot of services for him, you know, outreaches, ministry things. But just because we spend a lot of time around him, so to speak, does not mean that we know him. And so that's a sobering reality, you know, that we each should assess our hearts and minds in relation to how can we better know God? And he's eager to show himself to us so that we may know him. But how can we pursue him and aim to know him more? You know, he has, you know, God has feelings and emotion. He's not some just distant divine being, completely devoid of human personality. Though being God himself, he has feeling. And so, you know, likewise, he would eagerly desire for us to know a true picture of who he is, what he desires, what he wants and longs for. So may each of us just keep these things in mind and to not be discouraged by, you know, even when our family members, those that we are close to and love, perhaps are lost, let us still pursue their salvation for Christ and eagerly and earnestly pray for that salvation, but not be discouraged because Jesus himself went through similar things, and help us to know God and his heart and desire so that we may accurately portray him to the world around us. So thank you so much for being with me on this episode, and look forward to the next one. God bless.